Disciples Church. We were at, where were we? Prince of Peace. We were at Prince of Peace Church, and you gave over the mantle of being the lead, the head deacon, or no, the head elder, and gave it to Rich Crafton, I think, and then we took over the Sunday school. And yeah, from then on, and so that's what we've been doing. So, okay, where to begin? I'm so glad you guys are here. So we're doing a Sunday school lesson, and let's see. I didn't really have time to prep, I mean, like, for the front here. So I've got my Bible, and we're going to be looking at the Bible. So if you don't have a Bible with you, I have provided. So there's Bibles, yeah, in these baskets. Come get a Bible. And you know, Jeff, I actually have, this is in a wrapper for your friend.
Oh,
yeah. Your friend that's going to be sitting
in
jail for a while, and he'll have plenty of reading time. Oh. And you know what's great about that? He just grabbed a children's Bible. Our story's in there. Look for it. So, let's see. What else am I going to do? I have so many activities. It's so good. Let's see. And our Bible story today is called New Beginnings. And the Lord has always been so good. I've missed a lot of sermons, And, but I didn't miss them because the Lord is always so good at matching the scripture and the story unbelievably. I'd go to staff and I'd be like, that was our memory verse. Like, all the time. He's so good. And that is him saying, I see you. It feels so good. And that song, that love song, it reminds me of, he's not ashamed to show his love to us. It totally reminds, you know that song, his banner over me is love. His banner over me, his banner over you is love, 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 right? That song in the Song of Solomon's. He's so stoked to call you his kid. And that's so humbling. It's like, well, you're kidding me. So, where to begin? First, we're going to pick a king. We got to pick a king. So I have some treats. We have some treats. You want a treat? Okay.
Don't eat them.
You know. Yeah. You can help? Okay. Pass them out. These are treasures.
These are king volunteers.
If your treasure says king on it, please come forward. So we're going to read about a king. Jedi, we're going to talk about, now you see, the problem here is I am kind of a yeller, and so I have a microphone. That's not a good combination. I'm naturally kind of a yeller, so I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
So Gabe, our story is about a king named Josiah, and he was 8 years old when he was king. How do you think you would run a kingdom if you were to, if I said, Gabe, you're the king. You are going to rule this nation. You're close. So what would you do? What would you call into, what would you make law for our kingdom here?
For us to follow God.
Right on. And that's what Josiah did. Have a seat. I didn't plant that. I didn't. You could sit. Oh, what did you say? Speak into my neck.
I said for us to follow God.
That's his first order of business in our kingdom.
That's right.
Yes. Okay, so my next activity, Ian, can you reach for those posters? We're going to draw. We're going to do a quick draw.
It wasn't Eden. Can you eat this tree?
Absolutely. Okay. It's your treasure. You eat it up. So we're going to pass these. Who wants to be... I need some help. We're going to quick draw. And there's numbers. We're going to read it. And you're going to draw what? I know, I'm not good with it. Here, pass these out. There's 10. So I need 10 drawers. I need 10 groups. Okay? Maybe pass some markers around who have a... No. You can have one color. Yeah? You can eat it. Are my glasses in there, Cole? Anyone that wants them, yeah. Okay, so whoever has the first, whoever has number one poster, it's 2 Chronicles 33. King Amon was wicked. He was a wicked king who taught the people of Judah to worship idols. He did not humble himself before the Lord. And one day, he was killed by his own soldiers. He was such a bad king. So who has the poster number one? Start drawing. And then I have tape. You can tape it on the wall.
What you did, Jody, and give it drawing?
Yeah, number one. Yeah, the poster should say one on it, and you're going to draw King Amon was a wicked king who taught the people of Judah to worship idols. An idol is anything that replaces your faith in God or God himself. I think we all love the Lord here. I believe an idol is fear. It keeps you from doing what the Lord wants you to do. I believe an idol can be bitterness. I'm going to hang on to this instead of hanging on and clinging to Jesus. What else? An idol can be jealousy. You know, it doesn't have to be this carven image. Or oftentimes modern day will say, oh, it's that big flat screen. It's that big, you know what I mean? And that does take away our attention from God. But really, I think a deeper issue is when we hang on to things, unforgiveness, for someone, or fear when the Lord's asking you to do something and you're fearful and you hold back. You're not walking in the full glory that the Lord has for you. And he's made us in our image. He's breathed his spirit in us like no other. We look at these beautiful landscapes, but God's image isn't there. His image is in all of you guys. That's so big, you know? And we end up treating, you know, the trees and the river, you know, better than our human, you know, than a human being. So that's a bummer. Okay, so I'm going to read through this. I didn't practice. I don't, hopefully. So look at your number at the top of the page. So if you have number one, you're going to draw King Amon was a wicked king. You're going to draw that wicked king, and he taught the people to worship idols. You can draw an idol. You can draw a Grammy. he did not humble himself before the Lord, so he never repented, and he was actually killed by his own soldiers. The second one is then his son, his own young son of 8 years old, Josiah, became king. That's number two. So you have a young Josiah that became king. If you have paper number three, number three. Okay, Josiah worked really hard, and he studied hard. He wanted to be a good king. And when Josiah was 16, so 8 years later after he was a king, when he grew up, he began to worship the one true God. So he's going to worship the one true God. Number four, Josiah told all the people to destroy all the idols in the land. So it wasn't just his personal conviction. He had everyone in the kingdom, you need to destroy all these idols. And the people obeyed their young king. If you have number five, Josiah ordered the priests to rebuild the temple. And everyone worked really, really hard to make God's house beautiful again. because the other kings were evil and they thrashed the place. Number six, if you have number six poster, you're going to draw one day a priest who was working at the temple found a scroll, which was the law. They found the scroll that had been lost for many years. It was the book of law that had been given from the Lord through Moses. God's laws were written in this scroll. So you might want to draw a scroll, I guess, if you know what that looks like. We've had one in Sunday school. Number seven, the priest took the scroll to the young King Josiah. And what do you think King Josiah did when they read the law? When Josiah heard God's laws, he tore his clothes. Is that crazy? And you'll read that a lot of times in the Bible when something is so gnarly, bad, crazy news, you want to react to it so badly and there's nothing you can do and you just tear your clothes. Because he knew they had broken every law. He knew they were busted. So that's number seven. They read the scroll and he realized how far from that they were, and he tore his clothes. Number eight, if you have poster number eight, Josiah called the people together, and he read God's laws to everyone so they could all hear. And the king promised to obey the law, and the people promised too. And if you want, I think I have scriptures next to that, but it's really good if you guys want to, on your own time, read 2 Chronicles chapter 34. That's where this all is, all broken up. So number eight is he called the people together. And the king stood in his place and made a covenant before the Lord to walk after the Lord, to keep his commandments and his testimonies and his statutes with all his heart, with all his soul, and with all his strength, to perform the words of the covenant that were written in this book. And I think that's a really interesting way to put it. It's in the RSV. He says to perform the words, so to do what it says. It's just a poetic way of saying just do what it says, you know. He's performing the words of the covenant that were written in this book. I like that. Number nine, Josiah felt sad that they had disobeyed God. When God saw that they were sad, he heard their promise. This is number nine. And when God saw that they were sad, they were penitent, is what it says in the Bible. They humbled themselves, and they promised to obey. He forgave them their sins and made them clean inside. And this is right, I don't know how many years, probably 100. It's hard because they count backwards in the Old Testament. But it's only a few chapters away that actually they get sent into exile. So Nebuchadnezzar's on their heels, and they're going to be taken out of the land. It's pretty gnarly stuff is going to be happening right now. And so God makes this promise to them that are penitent, repentive, that he says, I will gather you to your fathers. You shall be gathered to your grave in peace, and your eyes shall not see all the evil which I will bring upon this place and its inhabitants. That's gnarly. So, you know, the Lord is merciful. That's just that he spared him of the hardship that's ahead. Number 10 says that Josiah was one of the greatest kings in Judah. He treasured God's word and loved God with all his heart and his soul and his strength. So I did read from the book of Mark because we've been going through the book of Mark, my pastors. And let's see, chapter 12. I think, Marquita, did you end? Where are you? Oh, did you end at verse 27? Okay, wonderful. Because Mark chapter 12, verse 28 says, the teachers of the law came around debating and noticing that Jesus had given them a good answer for the previous. You'll have to listen to the tape, or the tape. That's because I'm 54, not the recording. He asked Jesus, of all the commandments, which is the most important commandment? And they had a lot of commandments. They expanded on a lot of things. So there's over like 600 like laws and decrees that just, they just got crazy. So it's like, out of all of that, what's the most important? And Jesus answered, hear this, O Israel, the Lord, our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. And the second is this, to love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these. I like that. But that's huge. You know, it's like, oh, cool, it's just two I got to remember. And there's songs and we can remember it. But it explodes. It's that manifold wisdom of the Lord where it's like, you know, it's just, there's all kinds of ways to look at it, of how you treat your neighbor and how he's talking about idols of when we harbor, you know, like hurts and things and, or judgments or ideas, or we're holding, or even when we're fearful and not stepping out in the Lord, what the Lord wants us to do, because we think, you know, we're going to be embarrassed. You know, we have the fear of man rather than fearing God. That's an idol, and that's not loving your neighbor as yourself, because they need that forgiveness. They need that love. They need that Bible lesson. They need that worship song. They need that phone call. I don't want to call them. I'll just text or what. You know what I mean? All that thing of stepping out, that the Lord uses all of us. Everyone in this room, we're the body of Christ. And this is another beautiful thing, is that we have, I think a pastor a while back said this, of like, he's the big do-over, the big do-over God. And I have a great memory with my grandpa. I'd play pool with him, and I would miss, and he always let me do the shot again. It was so fun. And he'd go, do it right here, and then he'd go, hit the ball right here, and then I would sink it. And it was like this do-over that my grandpa would let me do. And so that's what the Lord does. He says, do it again. Get up. Serve me. Honor me. Glorify me in what you already know. Go do it. Oh, okay. You fell down. You're quite not my character, but that's okay. Let's do it again. Represent me again. It's all about glorifying the Lord and what he has made us. We were made in his image. We were made to worship. We were made to worship him. And so when we're not doing that, that's where the idol comes. That's where the sin comes. And so anyway, so there's a couple. Let's see. So I don't know how this is gonna fit, but this was in my head. It's Acts 20, and Paul says, "However, I consider my life worth nothing to me. My only aim is to finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me, the task of testifying to the good news." My race is not done. Tim's race is not done. We're still members of this church. We're still God's kids serving him. We're going to serve in a different capacity. But the task of testifying to the good news of God's grace is still a commandment and still instill something I must obey, whether it's in the Sunday school room or anywhere else. Like that's my job, is to glorify the Lord and to testify to the good news. Thanks. Josiah had a new beginning. Did you say that, Hannah? Oh, you did. Good. So in the lesson, it gave me Psalm 51. And it says, have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love. According to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions. Wash away all my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. This whole psalm is really beautiful, and it is the gospel. Because he, you know, from the womb, we have sinned. Like, from the get-go, And I'm asking that the Lord create in me a pure heart and renew a steadfast spirit in me. That's something in studying Chronicles. These kings, like, they did evil in the eye, you know, and then, like, oh, they did good for a while, and then, but they were not wholehearted. They didn't love me with their whole heart. And I want to love the Lord with my whole heart. I don't want to leave anything back. And so steadfastness and running the race to completion, you know, and running full flat instead of, like, oh, there's it. I can kind of come up a little bit, you know, like, right, Kenny, in those marathons? Where is he? I don't know where he, oh, he's walking. Yeah. He's watching the smash and grabs. Kenny got to say smash and grab in church. I think he liked it. Anyway, he's so good. He's a protector. Okay, so my next activity is that I have, are you laughing at me? My husband's so wonderful because now I teach preschool and I say things like, hey, Tim, do you have a box about this size? I'm going to make an oven out of it. Oh, yeah, I think I can find a box. And then today, like, do you have any charcoal? Yeah, and he doesn't even ask what I'm doing. He says, yep. Yep, I do. Okay, so I have some charcoal pieces in here. And if you pick it up, your hands get dirty. So that's why I picked it. But I want you to, like, search your heart with the Lord. And if there's anything, any idols that you want to lay at the cross, anything that you feel like, I want this off of me. I don't want to worship this anymore. I don't want this to come between me and the Lord anymore. I don't want this thing, if you can point to it in your heart, to replace my worship of the Lord. And so this is the do-over. This is the new beginning. So if you want, just come up the middle of the row and grab a piece of coal, and you can go to the cross, and that's our J. Allerton cross. I call it our Sunday school cross because we have it in front. It's so cool. It was at Lent. You made it for one of the Lent seasons. It's pretty awesome. Thank you. But then there's a little dish right there. You can put it there, and I think there's some handy wipes you can wash your hands off. So, and if you don't want to do that, that's fine too. It's okay. You don't have to participate in that. Yes. You want to go? Okay. I wish I could sling a guitar on me and just go like this and get y'all in the mood. But So let's see. Let me make sure that I've not left anything. Thank you, Andrea.
I'm confessing. Oh.
Get rid of it. Yay. Yeah, you can. Yeah, lead me to the cross where your blood poured out. I want you to have this in your mind, is that King David asked God to have mercy on him according to this, according to God's unfailing, steadfast love, according to his great compassion, his love, his faithfulness. His steadfastness, his willing spirit. Yeah, he's for you. He's so for you. I think that's, and so, I pray that now this is at your new beginning, that the joy of his salvation is your strength. That's it. Do you want to say something? Thank you for letting me share with you guys.
So it is special, like you. So this first one says, Mr. Tim, thank you for your steadfast commitment to God's work. May the Lord grant you abundant life for the work that you have done, in his name.
Wow, that's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
Wow.
Thank you, Brad. Thank you, Jay, and thank you, church.
Robin, thank you for your faithful service and for pouring out your life as a living sacrifice to God and for our community. May the Lord remember your love to his saints. Wait, there's more. You can sit down for a second because there is more. Janet?
She figured it out. Yes, all the children, past and present, wanted to let you know how much of a mark you made on their lives. So we have done a fingerprint tree for you.
Oh, my God.
And the saying is, for every lesson you've prepared, the love of God has been shared.
Wow, sir. Wow,
there you go.
So if I could have the pastors and the elders, please join us. Anybody that would like to, you're welcome. Just a brief word as people are coming up. Amber Ross is going to be our new lead children's minister. If you don't know Amber, stand up. So we'll talk more about that later, but I just wanted everybody to know that between Amber, Janet Arbuckle, Janet Calhoun, Wes, and all the other teachers that are going to be doing it, we're going to make this a seamless transition throughout the month of February, and we'll install her officially at a future date. But I just wanted you guys to know and be praying for Amber and be praying for the children's ministry as we move into a new season and a new chapter. So thank you, Amber. So right now what we want to do is we want to release you from your mantle and open up an opportunity for whatever the Lord has next for you. So you are Noah. Yeah, I'll let you do your official.
He's sick, and he doesn't feel that good right now. Dear Lord, I hope that you help my dad feel better, and I hope that he feels better soon. And I hope that everybody could have a good time. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Yeah, go ahead and sit down, kids. Take a seat somewhere.
This won't be long. I always say that, right? Just calm, relax. It won't take long.
Do I need the mic? I don't know. Do I need the mic?
Yeah.
Okay. Hold it. Just hold it. Okay. Well, let's first have a look at these posters, you guys, kids. Who, if you did a poster and you want to bring it up and show it, who's number one? Poster one? Todd, did you do one? You going to bring it up? Todd, bless you.
I'm number six.
Are you here? Okay, yeah. All right, so who's number one? Who's poster one? You're four? Okay, hang on, four. You wait a minute. No, just hold it for a minute. Number one. I want one. Who's one?
One.
Oh, perfect. Okay, Daryl, turn around and show it to everybody. And did you get some help, or did you do it all? You did it all? Okay. And then, do you remember anything about it? You want to point at anything and tell us what's going on or who some of the people are? Do you remember any of it? You don't remember any of it? All right, well, that's cool. That's a good job. It's beautiful. You came out great. That's awesome. Number two, who's number two? Two, who's me? Who said me? Ian, you're done. Give me the pen.
Okay, I'm done.
Hold it up high. Okay, Ian will know. Who are these guys, Ian?
Huh?
Who is this guy? Yeah, you can read it. You can read your verse. Okay, read your verse.
Then his young son became king. Josiah was only 8 years old.
Awesome. So that's King Josiah as an 8-year-old there, huh?
Mm-hmm.
This is his royal palace court with the floor not done. But it's okay. It's
sure.
Not going to get done.
Sure.
Hold it up high. Beautiful. Beautiful job. All right, number three. Who's three? Oh, good. Serenity, you're number three. You want to describe it? You know what's going on?
For the first part is he's studying and he's looking at the book, but he's standing up and he...
And he's thinking, I should study. He's got that comic book brain going on. That's cool.
Then the next one is... Krista drew the chair, then Asher drew the king, and we wanted to do the chair with a crown because it presents that he's the king. And the last one that I did, he's praying to his father, and he likes to do that, so he's doing it a lot.
Sonny, that's awesome. You did a great job. You did a wonderful job. That's beautiful. Four? Who's four? Oh, Lincoln. Let's see. Oh, my gosh. That's so good. So Josiah told all the people to destroy all the idols in the land. The people obeyed their young king. Second Chronicles. So, okay. That's a destroy, huh? Yeah. That's what destroy looks like, buddy. Yeah, number five. Who's five?
Five.
Oh, okay. Tyler, take it.
Okay.
Just tell it. Hold it up.
How do you say that? Don't.
Well, let him lead it first.
Wait, hold on. How do you pronounce that name?
Josiah.
Josiah ordered the priests to rebuild the temple. I know. Everyone worked hard to make God's house a beautiful place again.
Hallelujah.
No, you're not.
Hallelujah.
I spelled hallelujah wrong.
Number 6.
So, let's see. One day the priest who was working in the temple found a scroll that had been lost for many years. God's laws were written in the scroll. So I had a little art direction with this. So we got a scroll, and Don said, put lightning bolts on it because it's God's law. And then Chris Cupid said, write the law on there. So it says the law, God. Yes, and then Marquita was kind enough to show me the Hebrew, the Quran, alphabet, which would have really looked nice. It would have really made it more authentic, but the TARDIS translates, so.
I love how we like to tell a professional drawer what to do. It's just perfect. Number 7, who's 7? 7, oh, Quinner, you want to talk? Hold it up. You want to read your scripture?
The priest took the scroll to the young king,
Josiah heard.
God's
laws.
He
tore
his clothes back
because
he knew they had broken every law.
Beautiful, Quinn. Good job. Now hold your picture up. No. You explained yours really well. Beautiful, Quinn. Beautiful. So, Quinn, you're 7. I think we're at 8. Are we at 8? Okay, who's 8? Abby?
Yeah, Abby.
All right.
Okay. Yes.
Do you want to hold it? Just hold it. And read loud.
Josiah called the people together and read God's laws. So everyone could hear. The king promised to obey the law. The people promised to obey, too. 2 Chronicles 34:29-31.
Awesome. All right, so show your picture. Any explanations? You want to point out anything?
Yay!
Hang on. Good job, Abby.
Picture.
Beautiful.
This is the king. He's reading the Bible. He's saying, as the king, promise to forever follow the Lord. Then this speaker for the crowd says, I for the people say that we too should follow the Lord.
What are all
and
the
then
bugs?
Those are the people.
Oh, those are the people. There's a fast draw of people. Fast draw of people, right? That's beautiful.
Okay, then they both say together, we together follow the Lord.
Amen. Beautiful. Beautiful, Abby. Okay, that was you were 9. You're 10. No, don't grab it. You're 10?
Okay.
Oh, you're 9. Okay.
Josiah felt sad that they had disobeyed God. When God saw that they were sad and heard their promises to obey, he forgave their sins and made them clean inside.
Amen. Any explanations?
Those are the two boys who disobeyed God, and there's God.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful, Cayman. Good job. Wow. And 10. Who's, oh, Jared. Awesome. Good. You see, your friends all elected Jared.
Oh, yes. All right. Josiah was one of the greatest kings of Judah. He treasured God's word and loved God with all his heart and soul and strength. So I drew Josiah with holding the Bible with a heart because he loves God and his word with all his heart.
Beautiful. Excellent. You can park your posters anywhere or
Sit them on the chair.
Yeah, sit them on the chair. Let's do that. Awesome. I want to get us out of here pretty quick, huh? But I want to share just a couple minutes, you guys. But one of the things that this is just perfect. I'm going to grab this moment because it expresses my heart in some ways. It's like, so we pass out these papers and we say, draw. And I think, you know, and Todd, bless his heart. I don't know how many times I've like tried to corner Todd into drawing. Like I tried to get him to carve pumpkins back in October. And he's like, dude, I just can't quite carve a pumpkin. He didn't say that, but that's kind of how it played out, you know. And but there's sort of this thing in me. It's like, and I felt like as the kids were drawing, I'm like, yeah, I wonder how you feel right now. Like, did you get, I was almost going to stand up and say to the kids, hey, if you don't want to do it, it's okay. Just hand it off to someone now that you see the picture of what's going on. But it's like, there's this, so I'm going to mix all this sort of this thought together. Like all this week, knowing I was going to share, and I'm going, I'm just going to say goodbye. And I am going to say goodbye in some sense. But I didn't want to share a lot. Like, I'm like, because you know what? Kiel goes off in my head. It's like, I'm not a professional speaker. I'm not Adam. I'm not. I always get up there and I fumble and I'm like anxious all week long and I can't speak and I can't. You know, it's like I'm not a professional speaker. I'm not Marquita. But I see, you know, there's something about like we're not all Todd Knock, you know, and but yet we scribble out something and we somehow encourage one another in this. You know, and it really is what this community is capable of doing. It's like so, you know, finally when I get to church, I feel the conviction. It's like, you know, Brad tells me this all the time. It's like, just, you know, but it has to come in your own heart, right? It's like, you know, you don't have to, the point isn't that I'm not professional. I think you know that. God knows that, you know, and it's like, I am professional in some other ways. You guys want to talk about plastics and molds or something like that? You know, but there's also this, there is these convictions that ride along with it, right? Too, it's like, so I do get convicted. It's like, why didn't I ever invest in becoming a better speaker or sharer of the Lord? I mean, that's a factor too that plays into the whole thing, right? But it's like something about this community that we can pass around a poster, or it's kind of like that thing of like somebody just stands up and shares about their week, or even those declaration moments mean something to all of us, right? It's like somehow the Spirit speaks to us in this, I don't get it sometimes, this weird family way. And it's, but it's like, that's what I love. That's why it's been in some ways easy to just be a part of this family for me, for like about 30 years, and I'm not planning on going, you know. It's kind of like, this is, to me, yes, I guess church communities can blow it, right? They can really get way off. I'm not saying they can't, but there is that, who knows what tomorrow is going to, you know, like, somehow this, in my mind and in my heart, this is a good community. It's a good place to kind of, I want to say do God together, but it's like grow in the Lord together, you know, somehow abide in him together. I just feel like that's happening here, and I can't always figure it out. But so I wanted to just grab that moment and touch it. Hopefully that's encouraging to you. It's like just your voice and your life and your, you know, sharing about the, I'm not going to touch that. Poor Janet and Joseph lost their brother recently, but very different soul. But there's something about me that wants to know, would love to have known him. And the different, you know, he had a street life, but he had a beauty about him, just hearing from her and Joseph talk about him. But, you know, not, you know, what is that? It's like, it's just that we're all so different in some ways, you know? Church has this feel sometimes like we're really trying to pigeonhole you, and I get that, but it's also, I want it to be more about just embracing you where you're at and where each of us is at. Okay, so that I'll share. Okay, let's wrap it up here. Okay. I am so, so blessed. Like Robin and I felt something, you know, there's this combination of
Is it time to step away? No, not right now. Is it time to, you know, and there are fears in that too, right? Like, what's the Lord going to do? What's he, you know, who's going to do this? Who's going to do this if we don't, you know? But it's like, and we have seen that, right? Have you ever been, have you ever had a teacher that's 65 or 70 and you're like, oh, they just really need to retire, you know? But there is that, it's like, the, you know, that an older person can, like, drive something in the ground. I guess that can happen, you know? Thankfully, I don't think we're quite there, but you're not. Maybe me, you know? I'm a little older than her. But I am so blessed that the Lord's, it's like, you know, we did. We stepped aside, and so quickly what has happened with Janet and now Amber. It's like, I could not be more pleased to welcome you into this leadership position. And it's so different. You're so much younger than me. You know what I mean? You're my daughter's age, you know? And you're not married, and you're so beautiful in what your heart's there. And you're like, I'll take this on. Yeah. You know, and the Lord's moving on you to do it. Who knows what this, you know, but I'm so pleased, Amber, to welcome you to this position. And, and you know what? Okay, so, kids, I think me and Robin are still going to teach. We kind of don't want to, we love you guys a lot. We still are probably going to stay in that role, but the new leaders are saying we take a little break for a month or so we'll see how all that rolls. But I want you guys to know how much I enjoy my time with you. And we always have a good time in Sunday school. A couple weeks ago, Asher had her baby. And so I grab baby, and baby starts talking. And the kids just love it. Oh, let baby talk the whole. And I asked Asher to bring baby today, but she decided to stay home, right? But I did baby voice, and I had so much fun, and they had so much fun. No, I don't have baby, right? I don't have. No, no. I think she got lost. Did baby get lost? Oh, you just forgot her? Okay. But these kids are so fun. We just have a blast. But I'm not quite ready to give up those moments of hanging out with you guys. You know, we'll work it. It'll all work out. All right, that's it. Let's stand. I think, you know what? I did want to do one more thing. Stay seated just for a second. Okay. No. I wanted to do this just in a form of sense. Our toddler teachers currently are Bella, Jaden, Harley, Chelsea, Regine, Megan, Jasmine, Heather, and Andrea. That's who we work from in the toddler group. So all of you guys, Bella's in there today, and so is Regine. But thank you, Jaden. Thank you for your service. And Harley, I see you here. And Megan and Jasmine, where are you? There you are. And Heather and Andrea, where's Andrea? Thank you. You guys, it's been an honor to serve in that ministry with you guys. And thank you for allowing me to really, it's kind of a scheduling thing in my mind, but we find moments to encourage each other. And it may look very different with a new sheriff in town, you know? And then our older teachers are me and Wes and Janet. Is Janet Arbuckle in here? I think she is. Okay. And Marquita on occasion, but I think it pretty much was the three of us. And Naomi, thank you, Naomi, for your faithful service to our older kids. And Wes and Janet. I'm still going to be alongside you in some fashion, I'm hoping, but I just wanted to take a moment to thank you for serving alongside Robin and I. And then, you know, we'll start the new movie tomorrow, right? And then in your group, it's Robin and Janet Calhoun. You guys pretty much have taken that middle group, and thank you for your service in that. And I could not be more proud of my wife over these couple of, you know, these couple of years.
For
the 20 years. And thank you, Robin, and thank you for your faithful service as our, she is primarily the head. We've shared that role, but she was the, you know, I was the tail, she's the head, you know, but we work together in this. So I want to definitely just say thank you to all of you in that respect. Okay, so I get to do the benediction. Oh, yes. Pastor Brad.
Go ahead and stand. And I just want to remind you that we're going to be eating. We're just go out that way. It's against the wall over there. We got a couple more surprises. So after the benediction, you can head over there and grab some yummy, yum, yum.
Excellent. Okay. All right. I was going to read one, but I'm going to do one from my heart. I want to bless you guys. I want to bless you in the name of the Lord with a heart that doesn't lose hope in God and in our Savior, Jesus Christ. In a heart that will persevere, that will say, that won't cast God aside. When something isn't working, we don't cast God aside. That we pursue to, okay, we got to do something different here. Lord, renew my hope. Lord, renew my desires, my creativity, my desire to see this life through you, through an all, and you know what? I want to bless you too with the ability to restrain and hold in check our eyes that go towards, okay, how do I find some pleasure? What is my pleasure thing? Yeah, I find constantly I have to hold that side of me in, like, under in a sense, sort of a little bit of a check. I think there's a check required. Lord, so I bless you with that ability to surrender and look at all of that, that pleasure-seeking side of us that wants to comfort ourselves in however we do that, that would be under the Lord's reign and rule also. And I love you guys, and go in peace, go in grace, and unto his name, amen.